And, well, Thursday evening, I throw compliments around like manhole covers. But I will say this. I will put Rex Nelson's performance at the Big Brothers Big Sisters roast of Congressman Tim Griffin. I will put that Rex Nelson, that 15 minutes of stand-up comedy that was done by Nelson, up against Chappelle, Seinfeld, any of the great Richard Pryor, any of the great stand-up comedians, Lenny Bruce, Henny Youngman, Red Fox, any of those.
The great Carrot Top.
And he didn't. Here's
the thing.
There
was a lot of material there.
He didn't use any blue material. He played the big room. He didn't use the blue stuff. So Rex Nelson killed at the Tim Griffin Roast and Toast Thursday evening.
Matt, think about it. I had not only Tim Griffin to talk about.
Now in the studio.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're going to make this official, Rex.
He's on the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame board as well as the Arkansas Travelers board. He's been known to impersonate coaches such as Houston Nutt at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. His knowledge of Southern fried food is impeccable, and you can recognize his voice from a mile away.
Water slams, touchdown Washington.
He's the mouth of the South. It's Rex Nelson.
Well, there he is. Okay, now Rex.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to step on my own intro.
Boy, I've had a dime for every time I've used that word.
Yeah, just step on it.
So you killed, though, Thursday evening.
Matt, I was telling you, I not only had Tim Griffin, I had Bill Vickery I could talk about. I had Kurt Bradbury and all of his yes men were at the front table, paid to laugh at his jokes.
Right, so a whole table full of Stevens employees there, front and center.
How did Bill's jokes go?
No, Bill was fine.
Yeah?
Bill was fine. And what was even better is my good friend Kevin Crass from the Friday Eldridge and Clark Law Firm. Kevin and I went to college together at Ouachita. Somehow there was a line from an old bio from years past that got put in the program about Kevin that he likes driving Corvettes, collecting Indian artifacts, and spending time with his grandchildren.
Right. None of which is true.
He has no grandchildren. No, that came as a surprise to his wife when she read that.
And I pressed him, which was he more embarrassed by, the lack of grandchildren or the fact that someone would have believed he collected Indian artifacts? What
or
kind of
drove a Corvette?
Yeah.
I couldn't see Crass driving a Corvette.
Our friend Stash Norsworthy points out that you actually were funnier than the 70s funny man Jimmy Walker, Dynamite.
Well, and we'll get into this later in the hour, of course, but I give our friend Stats Northworthy of WHBQ in Memphis credit for the line of the week after Jordan Jefferson was arrested. He said, think about it. Now LSU is just a less miles arrest away from a national championship.
Right. You've hit upon it, Rex, and Stats hit it too. I read that line. Did the Baton Rouge Police Department do the LSU team a favor? Do you think after the first couple of games there won't be a cry from the Tiger fans to keep him in jail?
Yeah.
Kind of a juice situation, an OJ situation, no bail.
Well,
I
have some problems with the Jordan Jefferson arrest in that I understand that he only completed 4 of his 16 punches and 2 of them were to the wrong face.
Exactly. We should be working hard to get him out of jail, shouldn't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. Every Arkansas fan should be part of the Jordan Jefferson Defense Fund. We want him out there.
A timeout seeing Jefferson on the sidelines talking to Coach Les Miles literally is the blind leading the blind at that point in time over there.
Boy, that inspires confidence in you, doesn't it, those two?
This is what's funny to me. There doesn't seem to be any kind of the national media has not looked at this with any sort of trepidation. They've not said, oh, well, LSU's now Vegas still has them as a favorite, I believe. I think I could be wrong, but I think Vegas still has them as a favorite.
Yeah, you may be right. I'll check today's latest line.
Is that a testament to just how great the athletes are on this LSU team, or that somehow Oregon is preoccupied with having 19 consultants who also serve as scouts, who also get paid money to give to would-be players? I mean, Oregon's in this has got to be their year because they're going on probation next year, you would think.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, You know, it's going to be real interesting to watch that game. Of course, it's in Jerry Jones's Cowboys Stadium in Arlington. It's the ABC Saturday night game, Oregon and LSU, and that's going to be a fun game for a lot of people to watch because most of the openers are kind of like the Razorback openers that first weekend. They're Sisters of the Poor games.
Right, right.
So
it's the only game
fun.
Worthwhile, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jerry, I happened to catch some of that Cowboy preseason
when
game last night.
When he did the third quarter color?
Oh.
You think he has a future in color, being a color analyst?
The only person that is actually worse doing commentary on television than Jerry is about his own team was Danny Ford when he would do his highlight show.
Oh yes.
Well, there's seven. He made a good pass. 32 with a pretty good run there. And then he very famously says, as one clip showed, then President Clinton walking off the field. Well, there he goes. You know, that's it was beyond painful.
Oh,
it was. You couldn't. I mean, it was beyond painful.
Here's the thing that creates a little bit of a problem if you're an announcer. Those preseason games actually are packaged by the Silver Star Network, which is an arm of the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's the Cowboy Network.
So
it's
the announcers
it's his
all
camera
work
and
for
his, yeah.
Yeah, the announcers all work for Jerry. So you think they're going to say anything critical about the team?
Babe Laufenberg, two times when they came back from break, had to lean back up because he was kissing Jerry's ass during the break. But it's painful. It was I can watch a big animal be put to sleep.
And
it
people was, who really criticize Jerry's team. I mean, you saw what happened to Odell Hanson, who used to do color on the Cowboys radio network.
He got the boot.
Dell was out the door.
Yeah,
kind of like Joe Klein doing Razorback basketball.
Our friend Joe Klein, when he just told the truth.
Yeah, told the truth.
He
and
just
he
told
was
the
gone.
Truth. You know, poor Joe.
But the Razorback Network's loss was, of course, the gain of UALR. Doing a great job out there with Steve Shields. How did we get off into basketball?
Is this offseason with college football now and with Jordan Jefferson, we've moved from NCAA violations to felony charges now. Could it be any worse for college football in terms of its media perception by the public?
Well, I mean, last week we talked about Nevin Shapiro,
right?
And I had printed off the original Yahoo story just because you can't see it on radio. I sure love the picture,
right? Of him.
You talk about the classic schmuck.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, don't you aren't
you? So you have that. Now you got Jefferson kicking in somebody's face. The Ole Miss quarterback fight is settled automatically because one of their quarterbacks is arrested. So we had two quarterbacks in the Western Division alone this week get into legal trouble.
In bar
Bill.
Fights.
Yeah,
in bar fights. And I don't know how you're in the middle of the – I'll tell you what this. I've had it. Ooh, unfortunately, CNN is showing a weather-beaten Candy Crowley on screen right now.
Woo, that's scary.
And Bono.
By the way, Chaz Bono.
Those are things that don't need to be on. There's your impact of Hurricane Irene. Oh, Candy Crowley with no makeup on and wet hair.
Oh, man.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I'm
sorry.
I'm glad my back is to that monitor. In case you missed it this morning, we do try to keep you informed of everything at the Buzz. It rained in New York City this morning.
Exactly. Well,
known, Bill, that East Coast quarter, those are the most provincial people in the world.
It's
if it happens to us, everybody must care. They got poor old Scott Pelley in there, the main anchor on CBS, doing continuing coverage this morning. This thing would be the middle of the newscast if it were on the Gulf Coast.
I've said two things about Hurricane Irene in Manhattan. One, it still doesn't even have the power to slap the good looking off of Anderson Cooper. And two, this is not the first time that a woman's blown into town and caused a bunch of investment bankers to have to leave their house. So, having said all that, that's true, Susan, and you know
it is. You're right. This is
what I want for the first Little Rock game. Rex and I should host some sort of at the zoo. We should host a tailgate party at the orangutan exhibit, Rex.
Yes.
There we go.
Chimpanzees. Yes.
Can we get them to put on little Razorback jerseys?
Look, we could give them footballs. They could throw footballs around and everything.
I think what they usually throw around.
I was going to say,
I won't list any names, but Bill and I were approaching Thursday night various rich Little Rock natives offering to hire out and
come
be court jesters every Friday
night. Are you still hearing me, Lisanne Rockefeller? Rex and I are available for private parties and bar mitzvahs. Rex and Bill. It was Martin and Lewis. It really was. It was Martin and Lewis. Anyway, Rex, you killed Thursday evening at the Tim Griffin Roast.
Well, it was fun. It was fun.
Okay, we're up against the break. We got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I do want to talk about now with what's happened at LSU. What does that do? Does that? I mean, you had them lower.
They were already disappointment of the year last week. Before this, I may move them up with Jefferson.
Yeah, I was going to say. Does the arrest of Jordan Jefferson and the impending incarceration of Jordan Jefferson actually make things better for the LSU football team?
And Bill, my other point going into the break. You walk into a place in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, named Shady's, you got to know nothing good is going to happen. Nothing good is going to happen.
Let me ask you, and I don't want to sound like the old man, but in my day, when you had two-a-days, you were so tired at night, you couldn't go get in a bar fight.
Exactly.
What's going on at LSU that these guys are out at 2 a.m. boozing it with practice the next morning? This isn't Kenny Stabler. This isn't the Oakland Raiders of the 70s. Or the Cowboys of the mid-90s. Got to hit a break. Stay with us. Back with more after this.